Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Ed Schmidt. He's a glassblower who is an artist in residence at Central College this week. Schmidt has been giving presentations to art students at Central, and he'll be opening up an exhibit at Mills Gallery along with an artist talk on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Schmidt has been blowing glass for many years and has written numerous books on the subject, and he told me how all of that got started.
Actually, I took it as a course elective when I was in college. I went to the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, and at that time my major was German. In fact, my first degree is in Germanic languages and literatures. So I was looking for an art elective, saw Introduction to Molten Glassworking in the course catalog, and I'm like, that's the course I want to take. I had to plead with the instructor because you needed a whole list of prerequisites to get into it. Most of the art prerequisites were there. Or you can get instructor's permission to get into it. And luckily, he needed students at the time, so he allowed me to come in. And, you know, the second week I was blowing glass, I grabbed a punny rod on the wrong end after completing it and just burned the heck out of my hand. So next week I was back in the studio with this big mitten kind of bandage on there, but I think my professor, you know, saw that I would want to persevere and continue with it.
Schmidt says that he enjoys glassmaking, but admits that it's not without its dangers.
Your first burn. Do you always remember your first major burn?
You remember your first burn, just like everything else, your first love and that sort of thing. And it really creates a painful awareness. And examples, just like, I know things are going to be hot in here. You have to be very careful what you touch, when you touch it, and you approach it very cautiously. And that, you know, those painful memories are going to stick with you indefinitely.
How many times have you burned yourself?
I've lost track. You know, I burn myself more in the kitchen than I do in the hot shop, just because I'll bump into the things in there. Then I'm so aware of things in the hot shop. And also as an instructor and a professional, I really have to stay on top of my students, make sure they wear eye protection in here because of that glass shattering and potential for it to crack or explode. But also we wear tinted glasses to look into the glory hole or the furnaces because there's UV and infrared light coming out of it. So even during the cold winter months and stuff, it's kind of nice and warm and toasty in here. We get our little sun rays, in a sense, from the glory hole and the furnaces as well. But that's just part of the aspect of it, and also leads to that danger part of it is makes it kind of fun, too.
He says one of his favorite parts is to be part of a growing movement.
I'm happy to have helped contribute to the glass movement, as we call it. The studio glass movement's roughly almost 50 years old right now. It began in schools such as Central College here and other places around the United States, mostly through ceramics programs, and people started getting an interest in trying to develop and blow glass. And so it found its roots there, and it sort of spread like wildfire throughout the United States to where there's programs all over the place.
Although glass blowing died out of fashion for a little while, Schmidt says that it has a long history.
They figured some of this stuff out very early on. People have been blowing glass for about 2,000 years. It was probably trial and error and happy accidents that led to various glass forms. But over the last couple hundred years, we've really defined, chemically speaking, how to make many different colors of glass, even how to decolorize glass. If you take sand from any place around the world, it's going to have iron oxide in it and other impurities, which will then tint the glass green or possibly blue, in some cases almost a light purple. And that's just those impurities that cause that coloring to happen. So if you look at really ancient glass, almost all of it is that particular color. Now, up until about the 15th century, the Italians then discovered how to decolorize glass and actually make it really clear or crystal colored. And so Italy became one of the main manufacturing places around the world. They made literally a fortune off of it, and empires basically were built with the glass trades. You know, I'm also a history buff, and I'm really fascinated by the actual making of glass history and getting inspired by different objects that have been made over the centuries. Things blown in the 15th, 16th century, even by today's standards, are extremely challenging to work and actually make or duplicate. It's just the level of the craftsmen at that stage were just so elevated and so high up that it was the best stuff made in the world and continues to be that way.
To close out our conversation, Schmidt told me about what he thinks the future of glassblowing will be.
We've really pushed the envelope of what this material can do in the last 20 or 30 years. Ever since even I've started, most everything could have been about 18 inches to 20 inches tall was about the largest objects when I first started out, and now they're 7 or 8 feet long or even larger. And it's just amazing what we've been able to do collectively as a group as well as individually, what people bring to it, and that's what fascinates me.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Ed Schmidt, a glassblower and artist-in-residence at Central College, who will be opening up a gallery with an artist talk at Mills Gallery at Central College on Wednesday at 5 p.m. To hear an interview with Schmidt about the principles of glassmaking and have him walk you through making a glass tumbler, go to KNIAKRLS.com and find this story under the Radio Audio Media Player. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.